ponder this question. Can a woman mired deep in the throes of grief have her heart and soul rallied by a therapy dog? Get this, named Prozac, who has supernatural wisdom and a canine Mensa IQ. It's one of the storylines, one of the questions that will be answered in the work of my next guest, Kathleen Gerard, presents her book, I Hold in My Hand, in paperback. And if you're a dog lover, you'll love the front cover. The Thing Is, the title. Kathleen, welcome to the morning show.
Oh, thank you so much, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me to talk about the book.
You're welcome. And then I turn to the back of the book, and here you are holding, looks like a real Yorkie, you writing across genres. Your work has been awarded many literary prizes and more, and I imagine you're an animal lover.
Oh, I sure am. I've shared my life with dogs for more than 30 years, and I've had 3 Yorkshire Terriers, one at a time, over the years. So that served as the inspiration for Prozac, the therapy dog in my book, who is, as a matter of fact, a Yorkshire Terrier.
The Thing Is, described as a perfect read for fans of general fiction, contemporary women's fiction, romance, romantic comedy, dog and pet lovers alike. So let's begin with your general storyline, Kathleen.
Well, the story is about a woman. She's a romance writer, and she's pretty successful, but her life has been derailed because her fiancé is killed, murdered in a random act of violence. And just when she thinks her life is over and she can't go on, through a series of, I guess you would call them a comedy of errors, this Prozac, this therapy dog, comes into her life. And with his help, along with a bunch of people at a retirement community where he serves as a therapy dog, they rally this romance writer to get back into living her life again.
Is a key emphasis here the word therapy? A therapy dog has to deserve that title.
Oh, yes, but I have to tell you, it's not an average therapy dog. Mm. For starters, half of the book is narrated by Prozac, who is the therapy dog, and right. He's a special dog, that he's a spirit guide dog, which means that in the animal kingdom, there are certain dogs that come to the planet to change people's lives, and he's lived for centuries. And he served as a dog that provides therapy in all different forms, going all the way back to Pompeii and the early medieval times. So he's been around the block for centuries. He's helped people in different incarnations of grief and challenge and trauma. So he feels he's an expert. He's very self-important. He has a very high opinion of himself. And this job, he thinks, is just going to be a softball gig, that, you know, this is nothing compared to the challenges that he's faced. But when he's assigned to this romance writer, he realizes this is going to be much more complicated than he ever dreamed.
Yes.
So he's challenged as much as the romance writer who's in the grief, that's trying to figure out a way to go on with her life.
Yes, and I do like the style that you presented. You, as you mentioned, first from the mind of Prozac to Meredith's, jumping in the latter half of the book. So how did... How'd you come up with the storyline? And I know you were described, Kathleen, you not only understand the canine brain, but you get people too. How'd you come up with this?
Well, the story actually came about, to be honest, I really don't know where the story came from, but I was tempted to write a dog book. I had written 2 other books, and they were fiction, and one was a Woman in Jeopardy story about a female transit cop. And it had thriller and suspense and some romance, and she falls in love with the wrong man in uniform. That was my first book. And then the second book dealt with a workaholic photojournalist, a woman who decides to go back to the United States and have Thanksgiving with her last remaining relative, a 96-year-old aunt. And she's very hip, and she has a blog, and it's a fun story. But a blizzard comes, and she has to reconcile with an old flame. And when I finished those 2 books, people that knew me said, okay, these are great books, and I like these stories, but they knew that I was a dog lover, and they said, okay, where's the dog in these books? So I was going through a bit of my own life crisis, and I decided that, well, what really brings me joy? I know that the world sometimes seems a little divisive, a little contentious, and I thought, well, what brings me really a lot of joy in my life is my own dog, and that's where the idea of Prozac came about, because I know that my own dogs lift my spirits. So I said, okay, let me try to channel that into this next book and make it a dog-centric book to appeal to people who know me, who know that I love my dog so much. And that's really where the germ of the story started, that I said, okay, I have some depression. I'm looking at the world. I'm seeing it's a little divisive and contentious. It seems like everywhere you turn, so many people have such challenges these days. And I thought, well, this dog if his purpose is to come to the planet to help people through things, then, okay, that's exactly where my story is going to start. And that's really where the idea came about. Other than that, I don't really know. I worked my way into the story simply by writing it.
Thank you for that. Kathleen, talk about the title, The Thing Is.
I based the title on a poem. I try to read a poem a day. I've been doing that for probably 30 years because I'm so intrigued with picking perfect language and perfect words. And there's a poem by Ellen Bass called The Thing Is, and it's about how when you go through challenges in life, you need to just say, I'm going through challenges, but I can surmount this, and I can learn how to love my life again. So I based, the title is based on the title of the poem by Ellen Bass, The Thing Is, and she was wonderful. She granted me permission to use the title. I wrote her a big fan letter to tell her how much I was moved by the poem, and it just seemed to fit with the central themes of this story, because the story deals with the dog helping this woman transcend grief, this young romance writer, but he does this through folks at a retirement community who have faced bigger challenges, some of them, than what the heroine of the story, the protagonist of the story, has faced. And I felt that I wanted the themes of the book to be, I'm dealing with serious issues, but I also want to show that there is a way to overcome challenges, to learn how to live again, and I wanted to do it in a heartwarming way. So the title just seemed so apropos that I knew I had to title the book the same as the poem that I loved.
That's cool. The Thing Is the title of the book by Kathleen Girard. Kathleen, again, The Thing Is brings hope, happiness, and new beginnings. Talk to me a little bit about the new beginnings theme.
Well, the new beginnings really come about when we're mired in grief. Sometimes we get a little paralyzed, and we don't know what form our life should take or where we should go. And the new beginnings, through a comedy of errors, this dog comes into this woman's life, and she's very canine averse. She doesn't like dogs. She never had a dog. She doesn't want to take care of this dog, and she's sort of roped into taking care of him. And because he thinks he's so ingenious, and he thinks, okay, well, I'm stuck with this woman, and I got to figure out a way to light a fire under her, to get her out of her house, to get her back into life, to get her back with people, that the new beginnings come about because he leads her to this independent living facility, this retirement community. And when she has to bring him for his weekly visits, she meets a host of people who have faced very serious challenges, but they're older people who are seasoned, and they know that you have to find whatever it is in your life that brings you joy, and you have to latch on to that joy. Even when things seem bleak and hopeless and you don't really feel like you can go on, there is joy in every life, even if it's something simple. And the new beginnings comes in the form of Meredith, who's the protagonist of the book, the romance writer, learning through these people that she meets that the new beginning comes every day that you put your 2 feet on the floor and you find out, well, what is it that's going to get me through the next hour or minute or day of my life? And the dog ingeniously, very subtly, gets her to realize that through the people that he draws this Meredith protagonist to.
And tell us a little bit about the Yorkie, the Yorkshire Terrier. What's so special about this breed?
Well, it's so special because when I was a kid, I begged my parents for a dog, and we got a poodle. We rescued a poodle, and it was not a good experience. And it was very traumatic because the poodle bit my brother, and it was very hard as a child. I was very sensitive, and I always wanted a dog, and I was kind of heartbroken. And then one of my older sisters started dating a guy whose family bred these little Yorkshire Terriers, and they did it for showing the dog, and they had one that had a lot of problems, and they knew that the dog could never be a show dog. And when I found out that they couldn't sell the dog, I begged my parents, please, 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 we got to get this dog. And the family came together. We had a garage sale, and we all, as kids under the age of 15, we all pulled our money, and we got this Yorkshire Terrier, and it was life-changing, especially that I was very shy, and I just felt an immediate connection to this dog. My parents were not dog lovers, so this was a big to-do for them. And that started my love of the breed, and I've shared my life ever since with a Yorkie, one at a time. And I just find them, just they're cunning and they're smart, and they, you know, were able to help me manage the curveballs that are thrown in my own life because I was able to find my way through life and find joy with my own Yorkies, that I just knew I had to make this dog a Yorkie because I'm pretty schooled and pretty savvy to know how their personalities are. So that's why I made the dog a Yorkie in my book.
As I often say, you write what you know about. Any other themes that you would like to share as we say our goodbyes?
Just that, you know, the book deals with some serious issues, but it's entertaining. I hope people walk away from the book feeling first and foremost entertained, because the dog, he's so in love with himself and his own abilities, and you'll find, the readers will find, that he's very funny in his take of people. He thinks he's a master of understanding the human psyche. He thinks he's a master of helping people surmount challenges, and he's in for his own learning experience in the book. And he also goes on a journey along with Meredith, the writer. So I just hope that people read it and are entertained, and they'll be able to feel like it's heartwarming and hopeful.
What's your next project?
You know, I'm enjoying promoting this book for now. I'm toying with the idea of maybe a second book with this dog, but for now I'm just enjoying putting Prozac into the world. I've gotten such great response from people. This book has really resonated, and I know people really, really love their dogs. They worship them, and I think I've just struck a chord with people. So for now, I'm just enjoying this book.
Living in the moment and enjoying The Thing Is, the name of the book. How do we find out more information, Kathleen?
You can visit the site dedicated for the book. It's www.thethingis.blogspot.com, or you can go and learn more about me and my work at www.KathleenGerard.com.
Great. Thanks for your work.
Thank you so much.